Off the Ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.
Now then, welcome back. So we've got a busy show coming up still. We've already had Ronan O'Gara and Rory O'Connor talking rugby. We'll have Kieran Donaghy with us this hour talking about the weekend's action in the league. Pat Nevin on the football show talking Merseyside Derby. And I am delighted to say we are joined on the line by a man who won his third European medal. Yesterday, I'm sure many of you were watching Mark English. In 2014, he won an 800 metre bronze at the European Outdoor Championships. He backed it up with silver at the European Indoors in 2015. And it's fantastic to see him back on the podium again. Mark, you're there. How you doing?
I'm good, thanks.
Hey, congratulations. These days don't come around that often. It is important to allow yourself enjoy them for a few hours at least.
Yeah, I'm just trying to enjoy it as much as I can today. I'm a bit tired, but yeah, I'm really just taking it all in. It's nice to wake up with a medal.
I'm sure it is. I know delayed gratification is meant to be the order of the day, but at least a few hours to say European bronze medal, it's a massive achievement. If in any other sport, be it football or, you know, if GAA players could compete internationally, to be third in Europe would be a massive achievement, and it is one. So it's well worth enjoying and reflecting on. Where are you at the moment? Have you come home? Are you still over there? Or what was the 24 hours like?
I'm at home now and just trying to take it all in. It's still a bit overwhelming. It does take a while to sink in. But so last 24 hours, I finished the race and I had to do all the media. And then I just went back to the hotel and had some time with the team. And then we flew back this morning. So it's been pretty eventful.
Where's the rock and roll part of this?
I guess it's just, I don't know, like, I just had to go out there and enjoy it yesterday, and I managed to come away with a medal, and I suppose going into the final, I probably wasn't favoured to get a medal, so I was just really, really happy.
Yeah, so I was reading, you were talking about your tactics for the race, and I mean, you're almost the opposite of what Ciarán McGeoghan did a few hours afterwards. She held back a little bit. She was on the show a couple of months ago and said she often runs her best when she doesn't go fast out of the blocks, whereas it seems like that was pretty much your approach yesterday. You had a chat with your coach and decided let's go for broke from pretty much early on.
Yeah, I just wanted to get on the shoulder of the leader, so I was in a position to strike when the time came. I had a feeling that Andreas Bubi from Denmark would make a move with about 400 metres to go. And he did. I didn't expect Webb to make the move when he did. But I just had to track him then. And I think Di Arriba passed everyone with 200 metres left. And there was just no catching him. But I was really happy with my race. I managed to hang on nicely. Yeah. And I had good strength over that last lap.
Is it psychologically easier to run on the shoulder, to feel like you're in the race and you're in a good position as opposed to hanging back?
Psychologically probably is a bit easier, but it's still tough, like getting up there, and I did have to waste a lot of energy on that first lap just getting into the position. Whereas I know a lot of the guys like Tuca, Di Arriba, Garcia would have saved a lot of energy doing that. So the 800 is a very tactical race. It's all about how you use your energy. Thankfully I had enough strength to hold on over that last lap to come away with the medal.
Do you tend to try and run from the front generally, or does it depend on how you're feeling and who your opponents are? Do you have a preferred way of going about your business?
Indoors now, I would say I probably do prefer to get out hard just because it's such a tactical affair. And it's so hard to pass runners when you're on a bend. Like, you think you run 7 meters extra every lap in lane two. So it is a good bit extra. So I always just try to get the inside line on indoor track. Outdoor track's a bit different. You can sit back and come from behind, and you get that drag effect off the runners ahead of you. So, yeah, it's a bit different indoors and outdoors.
How were you feeling with the lap to go?
Just trying to hang on for dear life. It was just a case of, like, I've given everything here. I just need to try hold on. So when we went into the final lap, I could sense someone coming up on the outside of me. And then with about 130 metres left in the race, I could see that it was Bubi. So I just wanted to race him to the final bend, because I knew if I could get in ahead of him before that final bend that I would probably beat him. But if he got in ahead of me, that was game over. So, yeah, I was just really happy that I was able to hold him off.
And are you pretty much running on empty at that stage?
More or less. I'm in 50 at that point. Like, I have no more gears. So it's just a matter of really just digging deep and trying to hold on.
Yeah, and I guess your peripheral vision, you're waiting for someone to come on your shoulder and hoping against hope and pushing as hard as you can and praying that finish line comes a lot quicker than it's looking. I guess all of those things are going through your mind.
Yeah, well, I was sure someone was going to pass me on that last 50 metres.
Right.
I thought it would be Tuca or Garcia, because Garcia looked really good in the heats and he won his Spanish championships. He actually beat the winner of my race in the Spanish championships. So I was expecting one of them to come up on my outside, but thankfully none of them did.
Mm. You're just the third Irish athlete to win multiple medals in the 49-year history of this event. David Gillick and Dermot O'Rourke as well. It is, you know, a massive achievement, your third European medal. It's interesting you say you weren't expecting to be on the podium before the race.
Before the race, I would say I was probably favoured to get a medal, but when the last lap came around, I was pretty nervous that I would hang on, because I knew I was out of gears and I had nothing left to give. It just was a matter of trying to keep everyone off on the straight until we got to the bends.
Yeah.
And I knew they'd have to run that bit extra then. So yeah, I was lucky to hold on in the end, but I think sometimes you just get that luck.
Were you feeling good coming into these championships, Mark? Has preparation been going well?
Yeah, I've done like a really good stint of winter training. I've done a lot of miles. I've done a lot of speed work. I've done a lot of biomechanical adjustments in the gym. So I knew going into the race, I had matched everyone else's training. So I knew I could afford to go off that bit harder and that I would have the strength to last in the end. Mm. And that did give me a bit of confidence knowing that I had done the exact same training as everyone else out there.
What biomechanical adjustments do you make over the winter?
Well, I went to get an assessment done in Manchester last October. And just a few things like, so I was extending through my thoracic spine too much. So, and I was having plantar flexion issues at my ankle. And just a few other things that I needed to tidy up in the gym. So I was given a set of exercises that I could work on. And I worked my ass off on them over the whole winter. And it really, really came through, I think, at the start of January and February. I was starting to show some improved form, and
right.
Thankfully it all worked out.
Yeah, it sure did. And are these changes that a keen observer could see in your running style, or are they very minute and maybe you can only feel them?
Well, they were minute enough, I suppose. I went over and I got padded up, and I was able to see my running on a computer screen, and something that I wasn't able to get here in Ireland. So yeah, it was a bit more high tech, but I think it was what I needed, because I've been going through some frustrating injuries in the past and I just needed to sort it out.
Yeah, okay. So these changes aren't necessarily to make you faster, but they will hopefully prevent injury. Is that the main benefit?
Well, they would make me faster in terms of, like, I would be more efficient and I'd be able to give more energy right. When I get to like 75% into a race or whatever.
Right.
So from that point of view, yeah, but they'll also keep away injuries as well.
Okay. Because, I mean, you made such an extraordinary start to your career. 2014, I mentioned you won the 800-metre bronze at the European Outdoor Championships and then the silver at the European Indoors a year later in 2015. And I don't know if anyone mentioned it to you, but Gerry Kiernan was on TV last night, obviously doing the punditry in RTE. And he said, Mark English is the greatest Irish talent in middle distance running that I've ever seen. Which is big statement, good one to hear, you know. So the talent is so clearly there. How would you sum up 16, 17 and 18 from your own point of view? Injuries obviously played their part. Did you feel you were out of sorts, out of form, or, you know, were you doing perfectly well? And frankly, there's just a lot of brilliant runners out there. How would you sum up the last 2-3 years?
Well, 2016, I broke my foot and I did really well to actually make it back to the Olympics. Never mind make the Olympic semi-final. So I was actually really happy with 2016.
Yeah.
2017, I had a nerve issue from a bulging disc, and that just meant I lost all the power to my left leg. So that rid off that season. pretty much when I came to the championships. And 2018 then was a bit of a combination of the injury hanging on from 2017 and not really having had the preparation done, given that I had a tough year in college as well. So I think that's pretty much sums up the last 3 years for me. So this year was a nice way to come back into the mix again.
There is nothing worse for any athlete in any sport than running with injury or coming back from injury and not being at your best and having to go out in competition and knowing you're not at your best. It's a fairly nightmarish scenario.
Yeah, it is, but you have to compete as well because you don't know what's coming. Like there's times that I haven't felt good before, and I've actually just went out and ran like a 144 or 145. So like I didn't want to just write off the season completely. I had still done a good bit of training.
Yeah.
In 2017, I actually still ran a 145, which is world class territory. So yeah. You just never know as well, and you just have to keep trying. Something will come eventually, and those days like yesterday were really worth waiting for.
Yeah, no doubt. I presume the medical studies in UCD are incredibly demanding. Are you in your final year now? Is that like that must take up a huge amount of your time? You're probably either looking at a book or running around a track at this stage.
Yeah, it's pretty busy. So I've got my final exams coming up at the end of April and the start of May, and then I'll be finished then and hopefully have a bit more time to give to the athletics.
What area of medicine are you interested in?
I'm not entirely sure yet, but there's a couple of areas I probably ruled out more than anything. So, yeah.
Steve Magnus is your coach. He's based in Texas, I understand it. I'm open to correction there. How does that relationship work with you and him being a couple of thousand miles away?
So he'd send me on a schedule of training for the week every Sunday night, and it usually just includes three sessions and runs in between them. So I'll report to them after every session, let them know how they've gone, and I'll send them on a video every now and again, and I'll ring them once a week as well just to catch up.
Right. Does it work well?
Well, it worked well for this European indoor season, and I think it has worked well. Like it's been injuries that have held me back, and like he's always been able to offer really good advice anytime I've rang him up about anything. And yeah, he's just always been a really good sounding board.
And so who do you train? Do you have training partners here in Dublin, or are you pretty much solo practitioner?
For the tough, intense sessions, I would do them on my own. But for any of the long runs that I would do at the weekends, I go back to Sligo and train with my brother-in-law. And I've got some training partners around Dublin as well. Like Richard Owens that I do a bit of work with. So there are people there to help me out, but I would do a lot of the intense workouts on my own.
Right, okay. So I guess you have a busy year coming up. The exams are on the horizon and they're no small thing. And then you've got the World Outdoors in Doha this year. What's the heat going to be like there? I presume you'll be running evening time, but is that going to be a major obstacle?
It'll definitely be a challenge. I think those people that prepare well for it will have an advantage, but I don't think it'll be as important as, let's say, a marathoner or someone doing a longer distance race.
Yeah. And then Olympics, hopefully, next year. To what extent are they in your thoughts now? To what extent is your preparation based around doing well at the Olympics or your conversations with Steve? Are they just too far away for, or are they just too far away to kind of plan specifically for?
Well, our daily conversation wouldn't really evolve around chatting about the Olympics, but I'd have it on my own head that I want to go out there and do well. But that's just purely for myself. I just want to set my own record straight in my own head about what I can do at an Olympic Games. And
what in your own head would be satisfactory? What in your own head would you be happy with at an Olympic Games at this point? I appreciate it's a long time away.
Yeah, well, it all just depends on how the next year goes. Like, I could get injured in December and it'd be the same thing all over again. Like, so it just depends on the year that's in it.
Yeah, okay. Hey, well, listen, there's plenty of time to worry about all that. Enjoy the next few days. It's a fantastic achievement again on the podium, a European bronze medal. Mark, well done. Congratulations and appreciate your time. Thanks, Emil.
Thanks very much.
Cheers. Mark English then.
Off the ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.